Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Gimel. We left off in daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, and we were sort of in the middle of a story. It's not a typical story. Rava said that he learned a certain din from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, apparently, Pash Pshan al-Gemara, when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was in the Beis HaKisei. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was sort of talking to himself in learning in the Beis HaKisei, and he developed this imaginary conversation that would take place between a Tevul Yom and a Kohen who's Tahar, where the Tevul Yom would keep on asking for different chalakim of different karbonos, and he would present arguments, logical arguments, why he's entitled and he's permitted to have those parts of the karbonos, and the Kohen who's Tahar would try to refute those arguments, and at the end, the Kohen who's Tahar would always win, but always with the pasuk, never with the straight logical argument. So we had all these different things that the Tevul Yom asked for, and we left off where the Gemara says, about 8 lines from the bottom, Yatza Tevul Yom, Kula V'chamura Val Rosho, Onein Miyamino M'chusra Kapara Mismolo, that the Tevul Yom walks away from the conversation, almost describing how he's dejected walking away from the conversation. He has all of his kulas, all of his chumras that he used to try to darshan and to try to be able to say what he is entitled to and what he's not entitled to, and to his right stands the Onein, and to his left stands M'chusra Kippurim. Rashi points out, what does that mean? Sha'af Heim Nidchim Min HaMakros Halal U'Shein Rui La'Voda. All these psukim that the Kohen Tahar uses to try to demonstrate to the Tevul Yom what he's not entitled to are all about people who can't do the avoda, not being entitled to eating parts of karbanos. So it's not only the Tevul Yom that's rejected; it's the mechusar kapar and the onain who are also rejected, and that's why it's as if they all walk away from the conversation together, having all been denied the opportunity to share in all of these karbanos. So the Gemara now presents Parak Rav Chai. Rav Chai asks the following question: Lemele, why isn't there another step in the conversation? Maybe Rav Elazar Rav Shimon was finished going to the bathroom. I don't know, but why isn't there another step in the conversation where the Tevul Yom could have asked for something even more? Tainli mi b'char v'yochel. The Tevul Yom could have said, give me from the b'char and I'll eat. So before we go even further in that line of questioning, Parich Rav Chai, Tosfos points out, b'kol makom lashono mishuna. Whenever we have Rav Chai in the Gemara, it always has an unusual type of lashon to introduce Rav Chai's statement. K'da'ashkem b'resh k'subas. Pashit Rav Chai. You have Parach Rav Chai. Pashit Rav Chai. These are not normally the way we introduce statements of Amoraim. So Tosfos points out that's what led the Rashbam to say, "Umtoch kacha ya'omer Rabbeinu Shmuel." That this Rav Chai was not an Amora, he was a Gon, and this was added into the Gemara after Ravina and Ravashi. This was Rav Chai Gon, the author of the She'iltos, the Rav Chai Gon. This is a totally different Rav Chai. That's who Rav Chai was. Rav Chai was not an Amora. But then Tosfos points out the problem is at the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, after Rav Chai speaks, Rav Ashi comments on what Rav Chai says. If Rav Chai was actually a Gon and not an Amora, Rav Ashi, who's from the Amoraim, would not be able to comment on something that was said by Rav Chai. And that's why, if you look in Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashbam, and he says that Rav Chai, in fact, was an Amora. Why does it always have an unusual lashon, Pashit Rav Chai, Paruch Rav Chai, which you don't have in other places? So Tosfos points out over there, Rabbeinu Tam points out, that you do have certain Amoraim that have their own lashonos that are unique to them. You have, for instance, Layit Allah Abaye. You don't find anyone that says that it says Layit Allah other than Abaye. Or Tahi Bar Rabbi Yochanan, where it says, right, that's also an unusual language that you find certain Amoraim, Megadev Bar Rabbi Avahu. You have certain Amoraim whose statements were introduced with an unusual language. So Rav Chai was an Amora whose statements were introduced with an unusual language that is reserved for him and doesn't really apply to anybody else. But it does not necessarily mean it's Rav Chai Gon. That is the Machlokas. That is the Machlokas Rishonim, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. So anyway, so Rav Chai suggests, let the Tevul Yom say, Tein li mi b'char v'yochel, give me from the b'char and I'll eat from it. Vishum da'amar lei. So we say no, because the Kohen Tark can say back to the Tevil Yom, Uma b'makom shuhura kochi b'chatos etzel nashev avadai, if I'm not allowed to have give the korban chatos to my wife and to my wives and to my servants, d'chisicha mechatos Yisrael. So even though I'm so weak in the area of korban chatos, and nevertheless I'm allowed to withhold the chatos Yisrael, a regular korban chatos, from you, the Tevil Yom, makom sheyafa kochi b'bechar. So the Kohen Torah says, in a place where I have a lot of rights, like in the case of a bechar, where it's a dekule dilihi, where the whole thing goes to me, says the Kohen Torah, ein odin shed chacham imenu. So all the more so, I'll be able to stop you from having a bechar. If even a place where I don't have that many rights in a korban, I'm able to stop you from having a chelek in it, like a chatas, so a bechar, where I, the Kohen Torah, have all the rights, well, the more so I'll be able to stop you. That's why you, the Tevil Yom, may not have the Bechar. So the Tevil Yom will respond back, Uma im dechisani mechatas, yeah, you push me off from mechatas, shekshem shura kochacha, kachura kochi. The reason you're able to push me off from a korban chatas is because just like you don't have that much power in it, I don't either have that much koach in it. So tedichani mi Bechar, shekshem sheyafa kochacha, kach yafa kochi. But does that mean you're going to be able to push me off from a Bechar? Granted, you have more rights in a Bechar, but guess what? So do I. I also have more rights in a Bechar. So it doesn't mean you could necessarily push me away from a Bechar. So that's why the Kohen Torah is going to have to respond, Harehu Omer, Estamam Tizrok al Mizbech Veschavam Taktiru B'saram Yelach. Buzz Rok V'achol. And we darshan, that means that if you want to go and be Zorek, only one who can be Zorek can go and eat from the Bechar. So again, all of the psukim that end the conversations are all about, if you could do the avoda, gezuntehit, go and eat. But you're a Tevil Yom, you can't do the avoda. You want to be zorek the dam? There's a pasuk. If you could be zorek the dam, you can go and eat from the Bechar. You can't be zorek the dam, so forget it. You're not going to be able to eat from the Bechar. V'idach, parich, miksiv, ubsarim lekoin hazorek, ubsarim yelachaksiv, afil lekoin acher. And the Tevil Yom could say, no, does it say the basar goes to the Kohen who is Zorek? No, it says Basar Mielach. And that might mean that it doesn't have to go to the Kohen who's Zorek. So the Tevil Yom could say, this does not necessarily go straight to the one doing the avodah, it goes to any other Kohen. So that's maybe why it doesn't appear in our Gemara, because that conversation does not necessarily end with the drasha from pasuk that immediately rejects the Tevil Yom. The Tevil Yom could learn the pasuk differently, where he will not be rejected from the basar of a bechar. Fine, so says the Gemara. Now just a more general comment, and this we're going to talk about for a little bit. V'heichi avid hachi. What's the whole story over here? Rava learned all these dinim when Rav Elazar Reb Shimon was in the bathroom talking to himself and learning? How's Rav Elazar Reb Shimon allowed to do that? V'am Rav Avrachan, Rav Yochanan, v'kol makom mutal harer chutz m'merchatz beis hakisei. You're allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah everywhere, except for in a beis ha-merchatz beis hakisei. So how is he allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah? Says Gemara, li'on so shiny. It was, he couldn't help himself. He was just so connected to Torah, so davuk to Torah, that he couldn't help himself but to learn in the Beis HaKisei. So that's why he was Mahar B'Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei. Now, a couple of problems over here. First of all, he's being Mahar B'Divrei Torah. How does that help? That might be a heter, la'on so shiny, for the person who himself is being Mahar B'Divrei Torah. The guy listening also, he has a heter because that guy is Davuk, the guy in the stall next to him is Davuk to Torah. So I have a heter to listen to his Torah because he's Davuk. And also, he wasn't just being Maharer. He was saying a whole conversation. He was speaking and learning. And Mahar B'Divrei Torah, it wasn't just being, when it's own so shiny, it's like, I can't help it, a Torah thought came through my... This was a whole drasha, conversation, complicated issues. A Tevil Yom and a Kohen Torah and Kachim, Karpanos. Well, these are complicated issues. This isn't just a momentary Torah thought that happened to enter his mind. So all of these issues are dealt with by the Achronim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that you do see from our sugya that if you hear somebody else being Osek in the Beis HaKisei in Divrei Torah and he has a heter because it's Laon, so he can't control himself, you're allowed to listen. You don't have to tell him to be quiet because you're not so davuk b'Torah. No, you're allowed to listen. Otherwise, it would be a kasha on Rav that he heard from Rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. How could he not be mocha? How could he not stop him? So, and don't say that he also was an onus because It sounds like because Rav didn't have this this thought until he heard it from. It sounded like he just happened to hear this in the Beis Hakisei, but not that he was having Torah thoughts also, but he just happened to overhear this in the Beis Hakisei. So that's what Rav Yaakov Emden says. It must be that the heter extends to the guy in the stall next to you. The heter extends to the other to other people that are in the bathroom, even though they are not so davik in the Torah, and it's not such an anus for them. The Sfasemis wonders that if you say like Pashup Pshat, Reb Elazar ben Shimon said all this drasha, said this entire drasha when he was in the Beis Hakisei, like it sounds like from Pashup Pshat of the Gemara, how can you call that la'ones to be mefalpel to such depth? We're not talking about stam, a quick hearer. We're talking about literal, deep pilpul in Torah, in halacha. So if you want to say that because he was being maharher, and he forgot that he was in the Beis Hakisei because he got so caught up in his Torah thoughts, he forgot that he was in the Beis Hakisei, so then really Rav should have told him, look, stop, you're in the Beis Hakisei. Meaning, if there's a het to have hearer, so hearer is just a little bit, a quick Torah thought, something that he can't get out of his mind. But if the guy, he totally forgot that he was in the Beis Hakisei, and that led him to give a whole shiur while he was there because he was so caught up in it. So then maybe Itaka should have reminded him. So Sfasemis is a totally different understanding of this Gemara. Sfasemis says that Rav was the one in the Beis Hakisei. It was a situation where it was like, let's say, a small Beis Medrash or a small shul where the bathrooms are like right off of the main room. So the guy in the Beis Medrash is saying a shiur. Guy in the bathroom is able to hear through the walls. He's able to hear the shiur that's going on in the Beis Medrash. So he heard the pilpul of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that was teaching in his Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says, how can you be listening to this pilpul? Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon wasn't in the bathroom. He was just saying a shiur. How are you allowed to listen? You're in the bathroom. It's like sometimes you're in the bathroom in the shul, and the bathroom is right near the shul, and you hear like Kaddish. So like, hey, Shmei Ram, what do I do now? So is he allowed to even listen? So that's what the Gemara says, La'on so shiny. It wasn't his fault. What was he supposed to? He can't shut his ear. He was able to hear. So la'on so shiny. If he can hear things over in the Beis Hakisei against his will, he didn't like bring a Torah tape in with him. He didn't bring it just happened to be that way. It seems that's hard to attach that metzius to this tkufa in history. I don't like to ask kashas like this, but Sfasemis is saying that the bathroom was like right off the shul. Nowadays that makes sense. Meaning is when we have plumbing and there's a bathroom in the shul. We're talking times of that Mariam, the bathrooms were outside of the city. So it's hard to understand. They had a Beis Medrash right next to the bathroom. Doesn't sound like that's the way they set things up. They usually didn't have a bathroom right next to the Beis Medrash. Okay, but that's how the Sfasemis understands it. Now, there are several poskim, the El Yerabba, the Prima Godim, the Prisha, they write that you see from Arasugya that when someone is very fluent and is always thinking in Torah until to the point that he can't even stop thinking about Torah, then it's not only mutter to think about Torah, it's even mutter to speak about Torah in the bathroom, because that's what he was doing over here. He wasn't just thinking, he was speaking. So Birka Yosef rejects that, and he says, no, in our sugya we could say perhaps that what happened was not that Rav heard Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon say this while Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was in the bathroom, but maybe you could say the pshat is that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon thought of this in the bathroom and he said it over in a shir later on in the Beis Medrash, and he said, this is what I thought about today when I was in the bathroom. He just happened to mention that this is what he had thought about when he was in the bathroom, maybe to teach them that halacha, that they're allowed to be mahar in the bathroom if it's an onus, if they can't control themselves. But he was never chas v'shalom, he didn't speak Torah in the bathroom. That you're for sure not allowed to do. That's what the Birka Yosef points out. Now, the Nesivos HaKodesh, he brings up the following suffix. When the Gemara says that la'on so shiny, does that mean that when you're mahar b'divrei Torah in the bathroom, you're not going to be punished for it? Because anus rachmana patre, but it's really aser? Or does la'on so shiny mean that it's mamash mutter, that if you're someone who's so holding and learning, and you're so caught up with your learning, that a mamish becomes heter gamur? So he says the words la'on so shiny sound like it becomes heter gamur. Otherwise it would have said anus haya. Anus haya would be like, okay, you got to make an exception, he was an anus, so we can't blame him for it. La'on so shiny means that the din is different when you're ba'onus. And that's, I think, the pashup shot of the Gemara. In Nishmas Adam, he writes that the lashon of the Gemara, la'on so is mutal chachila, sounds like he doesn't even have to try to stop himself, because otherwise that's what he suggests, that he's completely mutter. Even the Chachil Mishnah Brura says that when the Beis Yosef writes that if you maharer la'on, so it's mutter, based on our Gemara, it just means that if you maharer, you didn't do an iser because it was ba'onas. But l'chadchil, the Mishnah Brura says, there is a chovas hagavra lidchos hahirhur. Mishnah Brura says, even if you're so caught up in learning and you're like, all you do is you think about learning, you dream about learning, and learning is everything, still, you have a chovas hagavra, try to push the hirhurei Torah out of your mind. That you should try to do as much as possible. Elamai, if you can't, still, you're not going to be in violation of an iser, but you have to make an honest effort not to think about Torah in the Beis HaKisei. Fine, says there's an interesting discussion, maybe we'll have some other time, about what is and is not allowed to be learnt or read or thought about even in the Beis HaKisei. What about Musar? What about just like learning good midos, gedolim stories, things like that? Okay, that's interesting discussions. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Kol shelo zacha mizbeach b'besar lo zacha kohen ba'ora. When, generally speaking, when a carbon ola is brought, so the whole carbon ola is burnt on the mizbeach except for the hide of the animal. The hide of the animal goes to the kohanim. So that's, the Mishnah is telling us that din, that the hide of the animal goes to the kohanim, is only when the basar is actually brought on the mizbeach. But if something goes wrong with the carbon to the point that the basar can't be brought on the mizbeach, well then the kohanim don't get the hide either. So kol shelo zacha mizbeach b'besara lo zacha kohen ba'ora. If the mizbeach doesn't get the basar, the kohanim don't get the hide. Shenemar olas ish. We dash in pasuk says olas ish ola sha'ol sala ish. It has to be a carbon ola that actually worked, that was that met its purpose and therefore was brought on the mizbeach. That's when you say that the kohanim get the hide of the animal. But if it was not ola la'ish, if that ola did not work for anybody because they had some sort of psul that occurred to it beforehand, so then the kohanim do not get the hide. Ola shenishkata shalol l'shma, but if the carbon ola was shechted shalol l'shma, afal pishal also the bailim, in that case, even though it doesn't count toward the bailim, or the kohanim still get the or. And the Gemara is going to learn that out from psukim. So what's the case where it's where the kohanim do not get the or? Where some sort of psul happened before the zrika, so it never had even a moment that it had hetel mizbeach. So that's a situation where the kohanim do not get the or. But if it was just done shalol l'shma, kohanim do get the or. Echad olas ish ve'echad olas isha or osein l'kohanim. Mishnah just wants to teach me that since the pasuk says olas ish, so you might have thought that the din of the kohanim getting the or is only when it's a man's carbon ola. So that's why the Mishnah tells you no. Ish over here is not lafuke isha. Ish over here just is to teach us other dinim that has to be ola for somebody the shem chova or something like that, but not to exclude women. Women's karbanos ola, also the kohanim get the hide of the karban. Oros kachim kalim lebailim, the or of kachim kalim goes to the owner of the karban. Oros kache kachim lekohanim, and the hide of kache kachim of chataos hashamos, not carbon ola, chataos hashamos, that goes to the kohanim as well. So kal v'chomer, and we learn that other kache kachim, the hide goes to the kohanim from the din that the hide of a carbon ola goes to the kohanim in the following kal v'chomer. Uma im ola shelo zachu b'vesara zachu ba'ora. When it comes to the carbon ola, where the kohen does not get the meat of the carbon ola, why? Because the meat all gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and yet we still give the Kohen the hide of the animal. So Kachay Kachim Shazachu B'Vesara Ein Odin Shehizku Ba'ora. So Kachay Kachim, where the Kohanim do get the meat of Kachay Kachim, it's not Nechal Abaylam, it's only Nechal Kohanim Kachay Kachim, so then of course they're going to get the Or. We even give them the Or when they can't have the meat, Kal V'Chomer, when they can have the meat. And don't tell me that it's a bad Kal V'Chomer because Mizbeach Yochiach. Ain Mizbeach Yochiach. Mizbeach does not tell me otherwise. What would I have thought? I might have said, well, look, the Mizbeach is Zocha to the Basar of a Karban Ola and doesn't get the Or. So don't tell me any time someone gets the Basar, they should automatically get the Or. The Mizbeach on a Karban Ola gets all of the meat burnt on the Mizbeach, but the Or goes to Kohanim. So don't you see that you sometimes can have the Basar and not get the Or? So Mishnah says, no, don't ask that Kasha. Ain Mizbeach Yochiach, Shein Lo Or B'Kol Makom, because the Mizbeach is simply ineligible to get Or. The Mizbeach never gets the Or of a Korban. But when we're dealing with Kohanim, we know sometimes at least get the Or, because it says Ferish in the Pasuk that they get the Or of a Korban Ola, and therefore it's a valid Kal V'Chomer to make. That if by Kachet, that if by a carbon olah where they don't get the basar, they get the or, by kachet kachim where they do get the basar, kal v'chomer, the kohanim will get the or. Period, that's the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan. Olas ish, prat li olas hegdish. Well, just by the way, before we do that, just one quick question. We'll leave out the answers, but the Brisker Rav raises a question that if we're talking about the first line of the Mishnah, that when the Mizbeach doesn't get the basar because there's a psul that happened to the karban, so the Kohanim do not get the or. Frek the Brisker Rav. If we're talking about that there was a psul that happened before the Zrika, why do we need to have a drasha to be memait that Kohanim do not get the or? Even without any fancy drashas, without any psukim, I would know automatically the Kohen does not get the or. Because what is the status of the animal? The animal, when you are makdishit as a karban olah, has kedusha. So when does that become mutter? When do people start being allowed to partake of that animal? It's only once you do a Zrikas Hadam. So otherwise, it's me'ila. It's an animal that belongs to Hegdish. Over here, we're talking about a case where there was a psul before the Zrika. So they never did a Zrika Saddam. So me'ila, it's me'ila. Of course you can't get the or. That's the kasha of the Brisker Rav, that it's pasha that he shouldn't be able to get the or. What do I need a drasha from a pasuk? Okay, something to think about. Says Gemara, Tan Rabban, Olas Ish, Pratla Olas Hegdish, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Olas Ish comes to tell me that it comes to exclude Olas Hegdish. The Gemara is going to explain what kind of karban we're talking about that we're excluding from the pasuk of Olas Ish. Meaning this is not the way our Mishnah darshaned Olas Ish. Our Mishnah darshaned Olas Ish to tell me that only if the karban was kosher enough that the Mizbeach got the basar, does the Kohen get the Or. Now we're saying that there's some type of Olas Hegdish that the Kohen does not get the R, and we don't know what that is. So the Gemara is going to spend some time discussing what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer Prat lo olas gerim. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says that it comes to exclude an ola of gerim, olas ish, as opposed to an ola of gerim, where the Kohen will not get the R. The Gemara, after it finishes discussing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, will then discuss what Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. So my prat lo olas hegdish. Let's go to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion first. What does he mean when he says Prat lo olas hegdish, to tell me that by an olas hegdish, some type of karban, the Kohen does not get the or? So there are going to be three possibilities. Possibility number one: Amr b'chir bar Yosef Prat lo olah haba'a. So again, the structure of the amun. Just to be clear, the Braisa has two opinions of what the drasha of Olas Ish is. Neither of those opinions conforms to our Mishnah, but that's irrelevant. Two opinions, one to tell me Prat L'Olas Hegdish, one to tell me Prat L'Olas Gerim. The Gemara will first give three possibilities of what the first opinion means, and then the Gemara will move on to discuss the second opinion. So, in regards to the first opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Prat La'ola haba'a min ha-Mosaros. What it's coming to tell me is that if an Ola is brought from Mosaros, Mosaros are any time you have an asham that cannot be brought, mesu bailav, kipru bailav ba'acher, right? Either the owner of the carbon asham died, or the owner got a kapara from using some other animal instead, and now you have this carbon asham. So the halacha is you let those animals graze until they develop a mum, you then sell them, and that money that you get goes to nedava, and that's what we call the ketza mizbeach. It goes to keep the mizbeach busy. That money gets used to buy karbanos ola to keep the Mizbeach busy when the Mizbeach is otherwise not busy. So those Karbanos Ola are not an Olas Ish. They don't belong to any particular person. They're considered to be a Nidvas Tzibur, and the Nesachim that go along with it have to be bought from the Tzibur, and there's no Smichas Bailim, right? You have the Bailim doesn't have a right to be Shochedit because it's not really his. It becomes a carbon of the Tzibur. So that's Prat La Ola Haba Min HaMasaros. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say when he said Prat La Olas Hegdish, that we're excluding the Ola Haba Min HaMasaros. So Hanich Lamani HaMasaros. So that works out really well if you assume that Mosaros becomes a carbon sibur. But if you hold that the owner of the asham becomes the owner of those carbonos ola that are from the Mosaros, then what's the drasha about? So says Gemara, ha'ola ola rishona, ha'chanami ha'ola ola rishona. Still we're excluding it, even if it belongs to a person, because what ha'ola is coming to teach me is just like we have a drasha by the carbon tamid, that there's nothing brought before the carbon tamid because it says va'arach aleha ha'ola, and ha'ola means the special ola, the first carbon ola of the day, which is the carbon tamid. So to over here, when we say that the or of ha'ola goes to the Kohanim, it also means that only, it also means a special Ola, a particular Ola. And the way to darshan it is, the Ola Rishona that was Hufrasha Mitchila L'Shem Ola, that when does a Kohen get the Or of a Karban Ola? Even if it's owned individually, the Kohen may not get the Or if we're dealing with a kind of Karban Ola that was not originally designated as a Karban Ola. If it was originally designated as an Asham, and then the Bailam got a Kapara, or he died, or whatever, and that's why it had to turn into a Karban Ola, then the Kohen does not get the Or. So he darshins Ha'ola to teach me that he's excluded from the Or in that situation. The Kohen does not get the Or in that situation. That is one way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that that the Kohen does not get the Or by Olas Hegdish. Olas Hegdish means Mosaros. Second way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Aibo Am Rabbi Anai, it's coming to exclude a case where you take a carbon ola that already has kedushas aguf, kedushas mizbeach, right? It's already a full fledged carbon that's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, and you say I want this to go to the bedek habayis. So does that take effect? So apparently, it takes effect to the point that you're no longer, the Kohen is no longer going to be able to get the Or of that carbon. Lomi by the Mandem Kachav Edigabais Tafsi Midoraisa, certainly according to the opinion that holds that this works, that it actually takes effect on a Daraisa level, to give the status of Kedushas Bedigabais to a carbon that already has Kedushas Aguf, Ela Filu Mandem Lo Tafsi, but even if you hold that you can't do that because it already has Kedushas Aguf, so what do you mean you're giving it Lebedigabais? But Hani Mili Basar, Aval Or Tafis, that's only a din by Basar. But the or will have the kedushas bedek habayis be tofes on it, and therefore the or will not go to the kohanim. That is the second possible approach of what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about when he excludes from the or le kohanim a type of hegdish. We're talking about a type of something that was a carbon ola that someone tried to be matfis le bedek habayis. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah agreed with the first approach to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Why, you want to say like you're going like Rabbi Yehuda? Ha-hadar-be, but Rabbi Yehuda retracted what he said. D'tanya, shishal inadava li'ola haba minamasaros, that these six tzedakah boxes that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, that 13, six of them had a label on it that they were for nedava. So where did the money from those boxes go? For an ola haba minamasaros, shalo yukhanim zechan ba'ora, div Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says that an ola haba minamasaros, the Kohanim don't get the R. And that's the way you wanted to tie up Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kohanim do not get the R. But you should know that Rabbi Yehuda retracted that. How do I know that? Because Amalo Rabbi Nechemya, Vamilo Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Nechemya or Rabbi Shimon attacked him on that. And they said to him, Cain, Bitaltim Adrasha Shalya Yada Kohen. If that's what you're going to say, then you're going against the Drasha of Yo Yada Kohen. Titania Zemed Rishars Yo Yada Kohen. Yo Yada Kohen had the following Drasha. Asham hu Asham Asham La Hashem. That's the pasuk. Kol Shabbat Mishum Chatos Mishum Asham Yilakach Ba'Olos Habasal Hashem Or LaKohanim. Anything that comes Mishum Chatos Mishum Asham, so you buy Karbanos Ola with it, and the basuk goes Hashem the Or LaKohanim. So if you're gonna say like that drasha, then you're not gonna be able to say like you wanted a taina, like Rabbi Yehuda wanted a taina, that the Kohanim are gonna be Zoch Ba'Ora on the Mosaros. So Amarlei, because it's not something that's Now it's being brought as an ola. So Amalei Elamar B'may Mukumla. So he said, okay, well then, how are you going to understand the pasuk? Amalei Mukminalei B'Makdish Nechasav. He says, I'll say that it's talking about a case, and this is the third possible understanding of what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about when he said Prat Lolas Hagdish. It's talking about a case of a person who's Makdish his Nechasim. Ukat Rabbi Yeshua, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yeshua. Ditnan a Makdish Nechasav. If a person is Makdish his Nechasim, Vahayu Behen. And amongst his nechassim were behemos, haruuyos, legabe mizbeach, zecharim unukevos. He had animals that could be brought to the mizbeach, male and female. Rabbi Elazar Omer, zecharim yimachru letzarchei olos. So you should take the male and sell them for the sake of being used as carbon ola. Nekevos yimachru letzarchei zivchei shlamim. The nekevos should be sold for the sake of being used as carbon shlamim. And udmei, and the money that you get for it, yiplum shar nechassim lebedek abayis, should go with the rest of his possessions for bedek abayis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Omer, but Rabbi Yoshua says, and this is the line that we're interested in, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Zecharim Atzmam Yikrivu Olav. The Zecharim themselves, they brought as carbon olah. Nekeva, I mean, you don't sell them. You bring those animals themselves that were part of his nechasim as a carbon olah. Unekevos Yimkru Letzarchei Shlamim. The nekevos should be sold for the sake of a carbon shlamim. V'yavi b'demeyan olos. And with the money, you bring a carbon olah. V'shar nechasim yiplu l'bedek habayis. And all the rest of his money goes straight to the bedek habayis. When a person is makdish all of his nechasim to the bed gabayis. Va'afilu Rabbi Yeshua damar adam chole kikdesho hani mili basar aval or tafis. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that says that a person can divides up what he means when he's makdish his nechasim. That some of the things he wants to give kedush saguf to, the zecharim animals, he wants to have kedush saguf and he wants it to go as a korban. And other things he wants to only have kedush bed gabayis. That's only on the basar of the animal. But the or is tafis, and the or therefore does not go to the Kohanim. In that situation, the R would go to Bedek HaBayis. So again, the point is, we had three basic approaches. Rabbi Yehuda said this din, that the R of a Korban Olah goes to a Kohen, does not apply to Olas Hekdish. So we didn't know what that meant. So we had three approaches to what kind of Olas Hekdish this din of R going to Kohanim doesn't apply to. First was Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who said it refers to Mosaros, which is the Korbanos Asham that are no longer needed as a carbon asham, so that those carbonos, the ola that you get from that, are the coin does not get the or. Second approach was, it was referring to someone who's matfis ola lebedek abayis, someone who took something that was a carbon ola and decides that he wants to consecrate it lebedek abayis. Well, then, even though it's brought as a carbon ola, the or does not go to the coin. Third approach was, we're talking about someone who's makdish all of his nechasim. So even though the male carbonos may be brought as a carbon, the male animals in his nechasim are brought as carbon olah, the or of those animals does not go to Kohanim. Those are the three possibilities what Rabbi Yehuda meant. If you recall, I said, now we're going to discuss the second opinion. Much shorter discussion, but the second opinion is Rabbi Yossi bir Rabbi Yehuda says, it comes to exclude Olas Gerim, that Olas Ish tells me that only by an Olas Ish does the Or go to Kohanim. By an Olas Ger, the Or does not go to Kohanim. So Rabbi Yosef reviewed Omer Prat Olas Gerim. Amalev Simai Bar Chelikai L'Ravina Otu Ger Lav Ishu. What kind of meal is that? Because it says Ish, it means not a Ger. What, a Ger is not an Ish? A Ger is an Ish. So how can you be my Gerim from the word Ish? Amalev Prat L'Ger Shemesvein Lo Yarshim. No, it means to exclude a Ger who dies and doesn't have any Yarshim. Not an Ola that's actually brought by a Ger. The Ger, a Ger was a Mafresh, a carbon Ola, and before he had a chance to be Makravid, he died and he has no Yarshim. So that's when the Kohanim do not get the R. Tanra Rabbanan, Olas Ish. Ainly Olas Ish, Olas Gerim Nashim Avadim Minayin. I only see from there an Olas Ish. How do I know that an Olas Gerim Nashim Avadim, that the coin also gets the R? Tam Lomer, Or Ha'ola Riba. So he's a special Riba in the Pasuk, tell me Nashim Avadim Ktanim, Nashim Avadim and Gerim rather, that even by their Karbanos, the Kohen gets the R. It's interesting, Tosus points out over here, Mashma Michad Krav and Matin and Nashim Avadim. Sounds like one Pasuk is enough to learn out the din of both Nashim and Avadim. And he says it makes sense because we connect them with the Gzera Shava, La La Me Isha, but asks Rabbeinu Chaim the Bala Tosfos, in Maseches Babakama, we need two psuk in regards to Eidos, one to exclude Nashim from Eidos and one to exclude Avadim from Eidos. And yet over here, Avadim and Nashim, we only need one pasuk to tell me that they're included in the din of Orel Kohanim. So what is it? Are Nashim and Avadim one and the same? Or are they two totally different things? So Tos says the Yisod, V'yishlomer digabe mitzvos hu di alfinu me'adadi b'gzer shava delala. The gzer shava of Lala is to tell me a chiyuv in mitzvos, that Avadim and Nashim have the same status in terms of which mitzvos they are and are not chayiv in them. We are not saying they are the same people and they have all of the same idiosyncrasies and all of the same we make all of the same assumptions about them. Just that they have the same chiyuv in mitzvos. Aval gabe eidos. So when it comes to eidos, lo shayich lemelef. Dein tali b'nei amanas. Sharei Moshe v'aron lo me'idin. Lo mishum d'lo mehemni. Hilkach hecha d'gali gali. But by eidos, it's a whole different issue. It's not shayich to learn one from the other. It's not an issue about trust even. Do we believe them? Do we not? Because even when we find Moshe and Aaron are not allowed to be eidim together. And that's why you need a special drasha for each one. Anyway, says the Gemara, Breiter, Imkein Matam Lomar Olas Ish. Why does it say Olas Ish if it applies even to a carbon of a woman? So Olas Sha'ol Salish. So we say because of the drasha we made in our Mishnah, that only a carbon Ola that counted for somebody does the Kohen get the R. Pratlish Nishka Chutzl Zman of Chutzl Mekomo Shoyokan HaKohanim Zakan Ba'ora. As opposed to if the Shechita happened, Chutzl Zman of Chutzl Mekomo, where the Kohen does not get the R. Yachol Shani Marba Shnishka Shalol Shema Holvel Olsa Lebailim. Lo Yukarim Zachan Va'ora. So I might have thought that even if it was just Shechtet Shalol Shema, since it doesn't count for the Bailim L'Shem Chova, so the Kohanim should not get the Or either, even though it is brought on the Mizbeach, it's just that the Bailim was not Yotze with it. So I might think the Kohen does not get the Or, Tamal Omar, Or Ho Lami Kol Makom. That's why we have a special Ribuy to tell me the Kohen does get the Or when it was done Shalol Shema. Ora Ola Ainli Ella Or Ha Ola. Oros Kachikachi Minayin. Wait a second, I only know from the Pasuk that an Or Ha'ola, the Kohen gets the Or by an Ola. How do I know by other Kachay Kachim? So our Mishnah had a Kal V'chomer. Right, our Mishnah said, well, it makes sense that if the Kohen doesn't get the Basar of an Ola and he gets the Or, so by Kachay Kachim, where he does get the Basar, for sure he gets the Or. That's how our Mishnah learned. We're going to have three approaches in the Gemara. So number one, Tamalomar Or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv. Yachal Shali Makrav Av Kachim. So, right, and that's a Reboy in the Pasuk to tell me that even Kachay Kachim, he does get the R. Yachol shani marba af kachim kalim tamalomar ola ma ola kachim kachim af kol kachim kachim kachim. I might think to include kachim kalim as well. That's what the word ola is teaching me. Not that it applies only to an ola, but only things that are like an ola. In that, they are kachim kachim. But kachim kalim, the Kohen does not get the R. That's one way of understanding how I know that other kachim kachim, the Kohen does get the R. Number two, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Or Ha'ola, Eli Ela Ha'ola, Oros Kachi Kachim Minayin. I only see that from there the Ola. How do I know Oros Kachi Kachim? Vidinu Kalvachomer Ma Ola Shelo Zachu B'Bsar Zachu Ba'ora Kachi Kachim Zachu B'Bsar Neim Din Shzachu Ba'oran Kalvachomer that we had in our Mishnah. If by an Ola he doesn't get the Basar yet, he does get the Or. So by Kachi Kachim where he does get the Basar, of course he gets the Or. Says Gemara Mizbeach Yochiach Shzachu Basar V'Lo Zachu Ba'or. No, don't tell me anytime someone gets the Basar, they automatically get the Or. Because look at what the Mizbeach gets by a carbon Ola. Gets the basar, not the R. This is what we said not to ask in our Mishnah. So the way the Brisa has it is it asks it and it answers it. That's because the Mizbeach never gets R. But Kohanim, we know, sometimes do get R because they do get it by Karbonola. So if they get R by Karbonola, they get it by Kachakachim as well. So that's the second way to know that Kohanim get the R of Kachakachim. Third way, Rebbe Omer, no, really, we only need for Or Ha'ola. I only need a pasuk by Or Ha'ola. Because always, whoever gets the basar gets the R. I don't need a pasuk or a drush or anything to tell me that a Kohen gets the R of Kachim Kachim. Because once he gets the meat, it's obvious that he gets the R. The R always goes along with the basar. That's why I need dafka by Ola, where he's not getting the basar, to tell me that he's getting the R. Well, where do I see that the R goes with the basar? Pardon, and the straf from Zimran and straf main varo sein is straf from imahen. So the R and the basar get burned together. Chatos v'yashem is v'chesham mitzibur matana lekohen. It goes to the kohen. Ratzu mafshitin osan la ratzu achon osan la gabi R. And if they want, they could skin it. If they want, they could eat it together with the R. Kachem kalim lebalim ratzu mafshitin osan ratzu achon osan la gabi R. Kachem kalim that goes to the bailim. Bailim could do whatever they want with it. They could be mafshit the R, or they can keep the R while they eat it. Aval Ola, but by Ola, Nemar Bavi Hivshita Solovani Tachosol and Socheha. But by Ola, you dafka have a mitzvah that you have to separate the skin from the rest of the animal. So Yachlo, you Kwanim Zachan Ba'orasim. I think the Kwanim do not get the R. Tamlomar Ola, Asheri Kriv. So that's why it says that he does get the R. Lo Yiyah Prat Lutvul Yom Va'onein. Lo Yiyah means that as opposed to Tvul Yom or an Onein, if the coin is a Tvul Yom or an Onein, he does not get the R. Shalach Sheyach Lo Yisku Babasu because I might have thought, okay, he won't get the meat of the carbon because he's not allowed to eat kachim when he's a tvul yomer and onein. But he should at least get the or, which is not meant to be eaten anyway. That's why Tamalomer lo yiyah prat l'mechusuk v'rum tvul yom va'onein comes to tell me, no, if he's not allowed to eat the basar, he also doesn't get the or, even though or is obviously not meant to be eaten. Special drasha from pasuk. The Tanakh. So again, we had three possibilities of how we know that by other kachay kachim, the Kohen gets the or. So v'tanakam and nami tepikle medina. So the first possibility was a drasha. Second possibility was a kalvchomer. So we're saying, well, why didn't the first guy, the first opinion in the Braisa, learn from a kalvchomer? It's a very logical kalvchomer. That if, every kalvchomer is logical. It's the definition of a kalvchomer. That if the Kohen, when he doesn't get the basar of an ola, does get the or, so by kachay kachim, where he does get the basar, of course he gets the or. What was wrong with that? Sometimes things can be derived from a kalvachomer, and the pasuk says it anyway. So that's what he held. That he held, even though it could have been learned from a kalvachomer, pasuk says it anyway. Rabbi Shmuel, hayasher hikriv may avalei. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with asher hikriv if he's not going to use it? Rabbi Shmuel, who learned a kalvachomer, what does he do with the pasuk? So Rabbi Shmuel is the second opinion, the one that learned a kalvachomer. So prat l'tvul yom mechusar kipurim va'onein. He uses it to exclude mechusar kipurim tvul yom and onein from getting the r. But the Braisa said that we know Mechusik Vurim Tvul Yom Anoni doesn't get the R from a different Pasuk, from Velo Yiyah. So V'tebek Lemi Lo Yiyah. So Rabbi Shmuel Tameh, this is Rabbi Shmuel Lashita. So Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Nemer Ba'olo Lo Yiyah, V'nemer Ba'asham Lo Yiyah. It says Lo Yiyah both by Ola and by Asham. Ma'al Allah Tzmosu Mutarin, Afkan Tzmosu Mutarin. It's coming to, just like by Asham, it's coming to tell me that the bones are mutter. By Ola, it's also coming to tell me the bones are mutter. So, and Mufni, you have to say that that's Xerishava Mufna, that we can connect Asham to Ola, that it's open on both sides. Di ilo mufni, because if it were not a gzeres shava mufna, there would be a question you'd be able to ask on it. Ika lemifrach mala asham shekein besaru mutter lo yeh krayaseiruhu. Because you could have always asked that that by asham is fundamentally different than a carbon Ola, because by asham at least the basar of the asham is mutter. That's why lo yeh is an extra pasuk. So it's an extra pasuk to come and tell me that we can make such a gzera shava to Asham, and therefore, just like by Asham, the bones are mutter, by Ola, the bones are mutter, we need Lo Yiyah to be open. It needs to be open to teach me that gzera shava. Memela Rabbi Shmuel needs a different pasuk to tell me that an onin, mechusar kipurim, and a tuvul yom are not allowed to get the R, and that's what he learns from Asher Hikriv. Okay, Mirtz Shem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. I gotta run out a little early.